Morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姊妹。
Before we start, I just want to read some verses in the Bible.
开始之前，我们先读一些圣经。
Let's turn our Bible to 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18.
我们来读彼得前书第一章。
第三章。Chapter 3, verse 18.
彼得前书第一章。
第三章。
第三章，sorry， 彼得前书第三章第
十八节。Amen. Chapter
3,
verse 18.For Christ also had once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit.
彼得前书第三章十八节，因基督也曾一次为罪受苦，就是义的代替不义的，为要引我们到神面前。按照肉体说，他被治死；按照灵性说，他复活了。
We hope that we pay attention. There are a lot of treasure in this just one verse.
这一句话里面有很多的宝物。
He said, once suffered.
一次受苦。
Then suffered for sins.
为罪受苦。
The just for the unjust.
义的代替不义的。
And bring us to God.
引我们到神面前。
Yeah, another verse, Romans chapter 6.
第罗马书第六章。
Verse 9 and 10.
第九节到第十节。
Knowing that Christ being raised from the dead dieth no more, death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once. But he that he liveth unto God.
罗马书第六章九节十节，因为知道基督既从死里复活，就不再死，死也不再做他的主了。他死是向罪死了，只有一次；他活是向神活着。
Again, in Ephesians chapter 2,
verse
12-18.
12节到18节。
I hope after I read in English, the Chinese speaking saints will read in Chinese. How about that?
弟兄读完英文以后，我们会众一起来读中文。
Okay, chapter 2, verse 12-18. That at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world.But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh through the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace.And that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off and to them which are nigh. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father.
一起来读。那时你们与基督无关，在以色列国门以外，在所应许的旧约上是局外人，并且活在世上没有指望，没有神。你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里，靠着他的血已经得亲近了。因他使我们和睦，将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙，而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条，为要将两下借着自己造成一个新人，如此便成就了和睦。记在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借着十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好了，并且来传和平的福音给你们远处的人，也给那近处的人。因为我们两下借着他被一个圣灵所感，得以进到父面前。
Lastly, Colossians chapter 3, verse 14 and 15.
哥罗西书第三章十四节到十五节。
Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly.Triumphing over them in it.
哥罗西书第二章十四节十五节，又涂抹了在律例上所写 攻击我们、有碍于我们的字句，把它撤去，钉在十字架上，即将一切执政的、掌权的掳来，明显给众人看，就仗着十字架夸胜。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, this morning as we come before your presence.
主，我们今天早上来到你同在的面前。
Lord, a lot of times we need a reminder.
很多时候我们需要你的提醒。
A lot of times we need your encouragement.
我们需要你的鼓励。
That we don't take the cross as something that is normal.
我们不把十字架当做一个平常的事情。
Lord, it is something wonderful.
那这是一个奇妙的事情。
Lord, this morning once again open your word to us.
主耶稣今天早上把你的话语向我们打开。
That we will have a clear understanding and clear appreciation of how the cross had been affected to us.
使我们能够清楚地知道，能够珍惜这十字架对我们的影响。
Lord, we pray, Lord, you open our hearts.
我们祷告，求你开我们的心。
Lord, we are here, Lord, your servant, listen.
你的仆人静听。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名。
Before that, let's have a quick, review of what I shared last time.
我也再回顾一下上次所分享的。
Last time we talked about what are the practical expression of a person who live out the life of Christ.
上次我们讲到说，一个活出基督生命的人是一个什么样子。
Firstly, it's a person who speaks the truth.
第一是这个人是说实话的人。
For God is truth.
因为神是真实的。
Before we pay much attention to appearances.
以前我们总是注重外貌。
Now we pay attention to reality.
现在我们注重那个实际。
And therefore whenever we come to God.
所以当我们来到神面前的时候。
We need to be truthful.
我们要真实。
We need to be sincere.
我们需要诚恳。
In dealing with the brothers and sisters.
在跟弟兄姊妹相处的时候。
The same principle is made.
这个原则也是同样的使用。
We need to be truthful one to another.
我们需要彼此真实。
The Bible tells us we need to speak the truth in love.
我们就要在爱里说诚实话。
Secondly, we need to have the spirit of forgiveness.
我们需要有一个赦免的灵。
That's why the Bible tells us we should be angry but sin not.
所以圣经说我们需要生气却不能犯罪。
Before I really don't understand this.
这句话我以前不明白。
But yet when the Bible will reveal himself, reveal Christ to us.
但是逐渐的圣经逐渐把基督向我启示。
Then we could, gradually we see what is to be angry and sin not.
我们就逐渐的明白什么叫做生气却不可犯罪。
It is not to what? To compromise with sin.
不是说是来向罪妥协。
Yeah, a lot of times we go to extreme.
很多时候我们走到极端。
It's either we hate sin and we hate the person.
我们恨罪也恨那个人。
Or we love the person and we compromise or overlook sin.
所以我们就或者我们就爱这个人，我们就向罪妥协，忽略罪。
But the Bible tells us.
但圣经说。
We need to hate sin.
我们需要恨恶罪。
Because sin has nothing to do with God.
因为罪和神没有任何的
关系。Our God is a holy and righteous God.
我们的神是圣洁公义的神。
Therefore, we as His children.
所以作为神的子民。
Also have nothing to do with sin.
我们不能够犯罪。
Yet on the other hand, we need to have compassion and love for the sinners.
但是我们另一方面要对到对罪人有爱有怜悯。
That's why the Bible tells us God so loved the world.
所以神圣经上说神爱世人。
That He gave His only begotten Son.
他把他独生的爱子赐给我们。
Then the third point is we need to be diligent.
第三点我们需要勤劳。
Diligent not only outwardly.
不光是外面的勤劳。
You know, outwardly we need to work.
外面我们需要工作。
Because this is what God has destined for us.
因为这是神所命定我们做的。
Before that day comes.
在他来之前。
Each and every one of us should be diligent.
每一个人都需要殷勤。
This is a testimony of us to the world.
这是我们对世人的一个见证。
On the other hand, spiritually we need also to be diligent.
另一方面我们属灵里面也要殷勤。
Not only a group of people is serving God, but all of us will be serving God.
不光是一部分人服侍神，而是所有人都要服侍神。
For we are what? A royal priesthood.
因为我们是个君尊的祭司。
Each and every one of us has the responsibility of duty to serve God.
我们每一个人都有这个责任来服侍神。
That's why God hates the work of the Nicolaitans.
所以神恨恶尼哥老底人。
Because they only have only a small group of people is serving God, and the rest just lay silent.
因为只有一小部分人服侍神，剩下人都是沉默的。
Today, each and every one of us.
今天所有每一个人。
From old to young.
从年老的到年少的。
It is our privilege to serve him.
都有一个权利来服侍神。
Lastly,
最后。
We avoid wicked conversation.
我们需要避免污秽的言语。
Rather, we speak about a kind of conversation that is about building up.
但是我们却要有一个言语来彼此造就。
In other words, we speak with grace, seasoned with salt.
我们需要有恩典，用盐来调和。
Lastly,
最后、
we need to be content.
我们需要有满足。
Every person should be content.
每一个人都需要有知足。
Well, worldly people today is not content.
世界上的人是永远不知足的。
No matter how much you gave them, they still want more.
不管你给他们多少，他们还要更多。
But today Paul gave us a very wonderful experience and testimony.
今天保罗给我们一个非常奇妙的见证。
That in whatever state he is,
在不管在什么样的情况下
，he is content.
他都知足了。
Content during good times, content also during bad times.
在好的情况下知足，在不好的情况下也知足。
Because the one important factor here,
因为有一个重要的因素
，God is the source of every blessing.
因为神是一切祝福的源头。
Every time, everything He gave us,
他没给我们的每一样事情
for our own good,
是为了我们的益处。
And everything that He didn't give us,
他没有给我们的事情
is for our own good also,
也是为了我们的益处。
Because He knows that all these things He didn't give us will only harm us.
因为他知道那些没有给我们的事情，是因为这些事情会伤害我们。
I believe there is a lot more expression.Practical expression of a life in Christ.
我相信基督徒基督生命的彰显是有很多的方面。
But if we take hold of just these five things,
如果我们再抓住这五点
，I believe our Christian life will be different.
我相信我们的生活会非常的不一样。
It will be joyful in the midst of all the temptation we go through.
在所有的试炼中，我们会非常的喜乐。
Now today, I want to talk why the cross.
今天我和你讲为什么要有十字架。
What are the significance of the cross?
为什么十字架这么重要
？Our brother already mentioned.
我们弟兄已经提到。
That the matter of the cross has been ingrained in us so much that we can preach the cross.
我们对于十字架这么的熟悉，我们可以甚至来传讲十字架。
But as this week, as I was pondering.
但是这个礼拜在我思考的时候
，The Lord gave me this word to speak about the cross.
这个主给我这句话。
To those who are younger.
对于年轻人
we hope you have a deeper understanding of what the cross is.
我希望能够对十字架有更多的了解。
To the older ones,
对于年老人
who have been saved for so many years,
在主里已经日子很久的人
we have a deeper appreciation of the cross.
当我们对十字架更加的珍惜的时候
that we might treat it not something common.
我们不是在传讲一个非常普通的事情。
Today, why is it the cross?
今天什么是十字架
Is it only an emblem?
只是一个象征吗
？Is it an emblem of Christianity？
是基督教的一个象征吗
？Is it a historical fact that 2,000 years ago Jesus died on the cross？
是2000年耶稣死在十字架上的一个事实吗
？If we look to the scripture，
如果我们来看这个圣经
，The story of the cross starts from the beginning of Genesis down to the book of Revelation。
十字架的故事是从启示录从创世纪到启示录。
You take away the cross。
如果你把十字架拿走
，then it seems like the Bible doesn't mean anything to us anymore.
这个圣经对我们来说就没有任何的意义。
We thank the cross.
我们感谢十字架。
With this cross, we are here today.
因着十字架，我们今天才能在这里。
Today, I want to share you at least five points concerning the cross.
我今天来分享关于十字架五点。
I hope the young people should take note.
年轻人，请你们做笔记。
The first one is the substitutionary purpose of the cross.
第一点，十字架的替代性。
The substitutionary purpose of the cross
是十字架代替的目的。
God is love.
神是爱。
Christianity today always give importance or to the matter of God is love. He loves us.
基督教今天非常强调神是爱，他爱我们。
Today we are here because God loves us.
今天我们在这里因为神爱我们。
Yet we forget God is also righteous.
但是我们忘记神也是公义的神。
Does it mean to say He loves us? He overlooks sin?
是不是说他爱我们，所以他就忽略罪呢
？God can never overlook sin.
神从来不能够忽略罪。
If he once overlooked sin,
如果他有一次忽略了罪
，then he toppled down from his throne.
他就从他的宝座上倾倒下了。
It is like a judge.
就像一个法官一样。
When he comes, he sits on this judgment seat.
他坐在那个审判的宝座上。
And before him is a criminal.
在他面前有一个罪犯。
Even though this criminal is his friend.
虽然这个罪犯是他的朋友
，If he just let go of that criminal，
如果他让那个犯人走了
，then he himself become a criminal，
他自己就成了那个罪犯。
Let me give you an example。
我来给你个例子。
You know, a few times ago, my boy is driving that car。
几次以前，我儿子在开车子。
And he overspeed。 So he got caught by the police and had a ticket.
警察抓住他, 给了一张罚单。
Then on this, and the date assigned to him, he needed to go to the court.
在那一天他要去法庭。
That night he told me, Dad, can you please iron my long shirt?
他就跟我说, 爸爸你能不能把我的衣服熨一下?
And I was surprised, going to court, why you need to put a long shirt, you know?
我很奇怪为什么去法庭, 你要穿那个长袖的衣服。
And he put his dress pants and dress shoes.
穿上了正式的衣服和裤子。
And he put a bow tie.
戴上了领带。
And he went to the court.
他去了法官。
Maybe he's expecting that these good appearances, the judge will let him go.
也许他觉得说这个很好的这个外貌会，法官会让他就走了。
And on that day, the judge said, okay, just take defensive driving.
那个法官就说，那你就参加那个考试的那个。
Nevertheless, when he came over, he said that he never fined me.
他回来跟我说，父亲他没有给我罚单。
And I had a little question mark. I said that's not right.
我就有一点问题，我觉得这是不对的。
That is not justice.
这不公义。
When you commit a crime, the overspend, you need to pay a fine.
因为如果你超速的时候，你应该付一个罚单。
Nevertheless, this thing just went on, and he said, "There's no fine. Fine, okay."
这件事就过去了，因为没有罚单。
After 2 days, then the letter came.
2天以后，那个信就来了。
You need to pay $115.
你需要付115块钱。
Before you take defensive driving.
在你上那个罚课，那个驾校的课以前。
Brothers and sisters, this is justice.
这就是公义。
Today we never overlook sin.
今天我们不会忽略罪。
If the judge on earth doesn't overlook your offenses, how much more our God?
如果地上的审判官都不会忽略你的罪，更不要说天上的神。
Our God is a justice God.
我们的神是公义的神。
He is a righteous one.
他是一个公义的神。
You know, during the olden times, when a person is put to jail.
在过去，一个人进了监狱以后。
Outside his door, outside the jail, there is a piece of paper.
在那个门的外面有一张纸。
There is a name written. His name is written.
他的名字写在那张纸上面。
And also the crime he committed.
他犯的罪也写在那张纸上面。
But after the many days, you know, he has been imprisoned.
当在监狱里一段日子以后,
then he is set free.
他就自由了。
Then he will pick up that piece of paper to the judge.
他就拿着那张纸到法官那里去。
Then the judge will review the case.
那个法官就会看他的案子。
Then afterwards, when he did his time in jail,
在他监狱里坐满了日子以后,
the judge will write across the paper, paid in full.
那个法官就在那张纸上写了他已经付满了他的刑罚。
Because he already paid for all these offenses.
因为他已经为他的罪付满了刑罚。
God loves us so much.
神为这样子的爱我们。
We should be the one on the cross.
我们应该在那个十字架上。
But he took our place.
但是他代替了我们。
This is not an easy thing. This is not an easy thing.
这不是一个容易的事。
You know, it reminds me of Isaac.
这让我想起了以撒。
You know, Abraham loves his son Isaac so much.
亚伯拉罕是这样子爱他的儿子。
Yet the Lord one day told him, bring Isaac to Mount Moriah and offer it as an offering.
但是有一天神跟亚伯拉罕说, 你把你的所爱的儿子以撒带到摩利亚山上作为燔祭献给神。
Just remind you, Isaac is a son in his old age, the only son.
因为以撒是亚伯拉罕年老的时候所得的唯一的一个儿子。
And this son will be the one to inherit all his inheritance.
就是这个儿子要承受他的产业。
Yeah, just think about it, and God told him, offer it as an offering.
但是神却跟他说，你把你所爱的儿子献为燔祭。
Then you know, Abraham just took Isaac.
亚伯拉罕就带着以撒就去了。
At one point, he put all the woods to be used in offering upon Isaac's shoulder.
他就把那个燔祭的柴放在那个以撒的背上。
This signifies the Lord Jesus taking on the cross.
这就预表着主耶稣背那个十字架。
And on Abraham's hand, there is the what? There's the fire.
以撒说这里有火。
Abraham took the fire, which represents God's wrath against sin.
亚伯拉罕拿着那个火，预表着神对罪的愤怒。
On the other hand, Abraham also had a knife.
亚伯拉罕也有刀。
Which is the penalty of sin.
是罪的惩罚。
As the Bible tells, the penalty, the wages of sin is death.
因为罪的工价就是死。
And he put Isaac all on the altar.
他就把以撒放在了那个祭坛上。
Bind him.
把他捆绑上。
Isaac didn't say a word.
以撒一句话都没有。
Like our Lord Jesus.
就像我们主耶稣一样。
It's like a lamb led to the slaughter.
就像那个羊被牵到宰杀。
Never complained a thing.
他一句话也没有说。
Oh, praise the Lord.
赞美神。
When Abraham was about to slay Isaac,
当亚伯拉罕要杀以撒的时候,
then the Lord said, stop.
神说停下来。
I know you are a good man.
我知道你是个义人。
Yeah, you fear God.
你是敬畏神的。
You do not prevent your son to be slaughtered.
你没有留下你独生子给你自己。
Then when he looked behind, there is the ram.
当他回头看的时候，有一个羊羔。
Then Abraham took that ram in place of Isaac.
亚伯拉罕就拿着羊羔代替了以撒。
Today, brothers and sisters, we are, you know, Christ is that Lamb of God.
弟兄姊妹，基督就是那个神的羊羔。
We should be there.
我们应当在那里。
But He took our place.
但是他替代替了我们。
Oh, whenever I think of this, my heart just feels so grateful.
当我想到这一点的时候，心里充满了感激。
How can we not praise the Lord in the meeting?
我们怎么能够不在聚会里面赞美神呢？
But he took our place.
因为他代替了我们。
During the time of Napoleon the Great.
在拿破仑的时候。
You know, he is a wonderful, powerful emperor in France.
他在法国是一个非常强大的君王。
But a lot of this European countries is against him.
但是法国很在欧洲很多国家要敌对他。
So every time there is a war, he needs to raise up an army to fight the battle.
每一次有征战的时候，他就需要兴起一个军队来打仗。
So he needs these Frenchmen to fight for him.
他需要这些法国人为他征战。
So how do he get all these Frenchmen to fight for him as soldiers?
他怎么能够来召集这些军兵呢？
He called this balloting.
他就拿那个抽签。
So when your name is picked, then you have no reason but to be a Frenchman to fight the battle for France.
当你的名字被抽上的时候，你就没有任何的选择，你必须作为士兵去打仗。
At one instant, a young man's name was picked.
有一个年轻人被选上了。
He needs to go as a soldier of France.
他需要作为法国的战士。
But he doesn't want to go.
但是他不想去。
Then his best friend said, "I'll go in your name."
那个他的最好的朋友说，我就替你去。
In his name, in the name of this young man.
我用你的名字去。
Then he went there to fight the battle for France, and he died in battle.
他在战场上他在战场上死掉了。
Then afterwards, there's another battle going on.
那之后又有一次打仗。
And so, you know, coincidentally, this young man's name is picked again.
那一次那个名字，他的这个年轻人的名字又被抽上了。
And he told these people who is picking, he said,I cannot go and I will not go.
他说我不能够去，我也不会去。
Because I am dead already.
因为我已经死了。
And these people said, I don't understand. You are fully alive. How could you say you're dead already?
这些人说，我明明看着你是活的，你怎么会说你死了呢？
And he brought him to the grave.
他就把他带到了那个拿破仑那里。
The grave, 坟墓。
他把他们带到坟墓那里。
On the grave of his friend, his name was there.
在他朋友的坟墓上写的是他的名字。
These people doesn't understand, even until then, they understand what is the principle of substitution.
那个时候，那些人还是不明白替代的原则。
So this case was brought to the Emperor of France, Napoleon.
所以他们就把这个案子带到了拿破仑那里。
When Napoleon reviewed the case,
当拿破仑看了这个案子以后，
he told these people, "You cannot touch this young man anymore."
他们就跟他说，他就跟他们说，你不能够再动这个年轻人。
Because his friend died in his name.
因为他的朋友在他的名下已经死了。
And this young man is free to go.
这个年轻人可以走了。
Today Christ died in us.
Died for us. 今天基督为了我们。
Therefore, we don't need the judgment of God.
我们不再受神的审判。
God's judgment is passed over us.
神的审判已经越过了我们。
Thank God for His substitutionary purpose of the cross.
为了神的这个代替的救恩，我们感谢神。
Without His substitution, we will never be here today.
没有他的代替，我们不会在这里。
Now the second thing.
第二点。
The path, the suffering passion of the cross.
是神十字架上的痛苦。
You know, this is.One of the hardest things I want to share.
这是我想分享最艰难的事情。
Because in this suffering, there are three kinds of suffering he went through.
因为有三种痛苦，主耶稣经过了三种痛苦。
The first thing is his mental anguish.
是他的精神上的受痛。
The emotional suffering he went through.
是他情感上的痛苦。
Let me turn the Bible to Luke chapter 22.
我们来看路加福音二十二章。
Luke chapter 22.
我们来看路加福音二十二章。
Verse 42 to 44, saying, "Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not thy will, but thine be done." And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. And being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was as it were great drops of blood falling down to the ground.
说父啊，你若愿意，就把这杯撤去。然而不要成就我的意思，只要成就你的意思。有一位天使从天上显现，加添他的力量。耶稣极其伤痛，祷告更加恳切，汗珠如大雪点滴在地上。
When he was in the Garden of Gethsemane praying,
他在格西玛尼园祷告的时候
，he was expecting something to happen.
他在期待有些事情发生。
That's why he called his disciples just stand by and look at me.
所以他希望他的门徒跟他在一起。
But you know, because of the weakness of men, the disciples fall asleep.
因着人的软弱，他的门徒都睡着了。
Yet our Lord Jesus continued to pray.
但是我们的主继续他的祷告。
He said, as he prayed in agony.
他在痛苦中祷告。
You know, the word agony in the Greek means agonia.
痛苦在希腊文里面就是
agonia. Okay.
Agonia.
It means a terrible feeling or excitement and anxiety.
它是一种非常极度的焦虑不安。
What about by fear and you know, so anxiety?
是被害怕所带来的极度的不安。
And this word is always used, you know, connected with the gladiators in Rome.
是在这个词儿是跟那个决斗士总是连在一起的。
You know, the gladiators in Rome are, you know, experienced or, you know, well, what we call warriors.
那个决斗士在那个时候是勇士。
They are not trained to fight the battle for Rome.
他们不是为了罗马人去那打仗的。
The thing is, they are trained to fight the battle in the arena for entertainment.
他们是在戏院里头跟人打仗。
And most of these so-called gladiators, they are slaves.
而且他们是奴隶。
They are preserved to be alive just to fight the battle for entertainment.
他们是被存留下来活着，只是为了在戏院里为了娱乐人而打仗。
And even though they are so experienced,
虽然他们是非常有经验的。
They are trained in all kinds of weapons.
他们可以使用各样的武器。
Yet every time they are about to fight that battle,
但是每一次当他们要打仗的时候
they have this so-called agony.
他们就会有这个极度的痛苦。
Because they don't know whether they will kill or be killed.
他们因为他们不知道他们是会杀了别人还是别人把他杀了。
This is exactly the kind of feeling the Lord Jesus had.
这就是那个主耶稣在那个时候所有的痛苦。
And even more, because this gladiator doesn't know whether they will win or not.
这些决斗士他们也不知道他们是会赢还是输。
But our Lord Jesus is in such agony because he knows what he's going through.
我们主耶稣在这样的极深的痛苦里面，因为他知道他要经过什么。
When a person is about to die,
当一个人快要死的时候
，you just don't know the kind of feeling he had.
你不知道他所有的感觉。
And not because he died, not because of his own wrongdoing.
他死不是因他自己的错误
but because of the sin of the world.
而是因为我们的罪
So that's why he says here, his sweat are like blood dropping to the ground.
所以这里说他的血如大雪点滴在地上
Brothers and sisters, this is the kind of agony the Lord is going through.
弟兄姊妹这就是我们主所经过的痛苦
Not only that, he's just physical suffering.
不光如此他有身体上的痛苦
You know, God gave me the liberty to look through what is really crucifixion.
我们来看一下什么是那个十字架
No, the crucifixion is thatIs a kind of a punishment made by instigated by the Greeks, perfected by the Romans.
那个十字架是希腊人所发明的，被罗马人完美化。
It is not only to kill, but to kill in most horrible suffering.
不光是为了要杀掉你，而是让你在极度的痛苦中死掉。
And before this crucifixion happens,
在把你钉在十字架上之前
，the first thing they will do is to scourge that person.
第一件他要做的事就要鞭打你。
You know, the Lord Jesus was scourged.
我们主是被鞭打的。
A lot of times we just, you know, take it for granted. He was scourged. He was beaten.
我们很多时候觉得说他就是这样子被鞭打了。
But when I was looking through some of the references,
当我看到一些那个那个参考书的时候
，He said when he was scourged, they used some leather, strips of leather.
那个鞭子是用皮做的。
And in the midst of all this leather, there is a metal balls attached to it.
在那个鞭子的末头是有一些金属的头固定在那里。
And the metal balls are for purpose of causing deep bruise in the skin.
那个金属的头是为了让你的皮肤上造成很深的伤痕。
And more than that, there are a lot of sharp nails and, you know, and bones of animals attached to this leather.
在末端也有一些动物的那个骨头的做成了一个钉子钉在上面。
And this purpose is that all these sharp nails is to cut through the skin of a person.
这个目的就是为了能够切断你的皮肤。
Then to take out the skin.
是把你的皮肤能够割下来。
That's why when a person is scourged.
所以当一个人被鞭打的时候
There will be a lot of loss of blood.
是会失掉很多的血
Practically the person is in a kind of a shock.
所以这个人几乎是在 被惊吓了这样。
The Lord Jesus went through this kind of scourging.
主耶稣就是经过了这样子的鞭打。
Then on his head was what? A crown of thorns.
在他头上又有那个荆棘的冠冕。
Any of us here who take care of garden?
你们有没有人去经管那个花园？
Have you pricked by a thorn? Can you please raise your hand?
如果你的手被那个刺过，你举一下手。
Our Lord Jesus not only was pricked, the whole crown was upon his head.
他的头不光他是被刺，他的整个头上都是刺。
Number three, he was beaten in his face.
第三点，他脸上被打。
According to the Bible, he was so beaten you cannot imagine, you cannot see the face of a man already.
你圣经上说他被这样子的打，你都不能够认出他的脸来。
Then he was asked to carry his cross.
然后最后他要背他的十字架。
He was so weak that he cannot make it.
他是这样子的软弱，他甚至不能过来背他
的十字架。Another person needs to take his cross.
另外一个人需要来背他的十字架。
Then he was what nailed to the cross.
然后他被钉在十字架。
When he was nailed on the cross.
他那被钉的时候。
Not only there are nails on his hands, also nails in his feet.
不光是两只手上有钉子，在脚上也有钉子。
In other words, he was hanging there.
换句话，他是被吊在那里。
In that kind of hanging, the thing is, he dislocated his shoulders and his elbows.
在那个情况下，他的肩和他的胳膊肘就脱节了。
And because of that, he has shortness of breath.
而且他会喘不上气来。
And you know, I have experienced that kind of dislocation.
我经历过那样子的脱节。
When you got dislocated, you just cannot breathe properly.
在那个脱节的情况下，你是不能够正常的呼吸的。
And the amount of pain is so much.
那个痛苦是之大。
That you need to when the doctor try to put back your shoulder, they need to inject some you know.Thing that will numb the pain.
那个痛苦之大，医生需要在把你骨头放回去之前，需要给你一些麻药。
Yet our Lord Jesus was hanging there for us.
但是我们的主却在那个情况下被挂了很久。
Oh, brothers, we talk about this physical suffering.
我们看到这个痛苦的经历。
It is just too much to bear.
是非常之大，实在不能承担。
Yet he did it in our place.
但是他为了我们代替了我们。
Now the third kind of suffering.
第三点的痛苦。
Is the spiritual suffering.
是属灵的痛苦。
Well, at that time he said, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?"
那个时候他说，父啊父，你为什么离弃我？
I think this is the greatest suffering the Lord Jesus has bear.
这是主所承担的最大的痛苦。
Throughout all his suffering.
借着所有这些痛苦。
He bear it with God.
他和他所有的痛苦都是和神一同经历的。
Oh, God was with him.
神和他同在。
There's a lot of strengthening there.
在他里面有很多的力量。
You see in the Garden of Gethsemane.
在你克西马尼，你看到那里。
When he was praying.
在他那里祷告的时候。
Then it tells us there is an angel there trying to support him.
有一个天使给他加力量。
But at that point in time.
但在那个时候。
When the Lord Jesus was on the cross.
当主耶稣在十字架上的时候。
God as a righteous judge.
神是一个公义的审判官。
Cannot look at the face of his son.
他不能够看他儿子。
He needs to turn away from him.
他需要从他儿子那转过脸。
Yet God is a righteous God.
但是神是个公义的神。
The sin of the world was upon his son.
所有世人的罪都在儿子身上。
God needs to turn away from him.
神需要从他儿子面上转过来。
Oh, the Bible tells us he bare it all alone.
他在诗歌上说他自己独自的承担。
Oh, he bears all alone, brothers and sisters.
他弟兄姊妹，他独自的承担这个罪。
Lord, when we are here today.
今天当我们在这里的时候。
Because he bears on the cross for us.
因为他在十字架上为我们
承担。Oh, the mental anguish.
他所有那些痛苦。
Oh, the physical suffering.
所有身体上的痛苦。
The spiritual suffering and separation from God.
这个属灵的痛苦跟神的分离。
Oh, he did it because he loved us so much.
他这样做是因为他爱我们。
Today we need to rise up and say, Lord, we love you too.
今天我们需要说主，我们爱你。
Third one.
第三点
is about the satisfying function of the cross.
那个十字架是一个满足的供应。
He's God through the cross.
借着那个十字架。
Our Lord Jesus satisfied God's righteous requirement.
借着十字架，主耶稣满足神公义的要求。
That's why in First Peter chapter 3 verse 18.
所以在彼得前书第三章第十节。
For Christ also had once suffered.
基督也曾一次受苦。
You know, in the Old Testament.
在旧约里面。
When a person, you know, committed a sin.
当一个人犯罪的时候。
He need to bring a trespass or a sin offering.
他需要带来一个赎愆祭。
That God, his sin might be covered.
他的罪可以被遮盖。
But only that once.
但是只有那一次。
If he sin again.
如果他再犯罪，
he needs to bring another offering.
他需要再带一次赎愆祭。
That's why imagine when all the people of Israel came for this feast.
所以想象一下，当以色列人来参加这个节期的时候，
and they offer this sin offering.
他们来献上赎愆祭的时候，
the blood is so much, it's like a river flowing down from the altar.
那个血是如此之多，从那个祭坛上流下来。
But that is God's righteous requirement.
但是这是神公义的要求。
And even the high priest.
甚至是大祭司。
Once in a year, he needs to go to the Holy of Holies.
他一年进入至圣所。
With the blood of the lamb.
是借着羔羊的血。
A lamb needs to be slaughtered again.
那羔羊需要再次被杀。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
But in the New Testament.
在这新约里面。
Christ is that ultimate suffering.
那个基督。
Offering.
基督是那个最终的满足。
He satisfied God's righteous requirement fully.
他完全满足神公义的要求。
He don't need to die many more times.
他不需要多次的死。
Just once.
只是一次。
And all the things is paid in full.
所有的事情都完全的偿付清
了。Today when Satan tried to accuse us of sin.
当今天撒旦再来控告我们罪的时候。
We need to show him the cross.
我们需要把十字架给他看。
Christ died.
基督已经
I don't need to pay another time.
我不需要再付代价。
You know, a lot of times, you know, the enemy always try to, you know, make some doubt in our mind.
很多时候仇敌想在我们脑子留下一些怀疑。
Is my sin forgiven?
我的罪已经被赦免了吗
My sin is too great.
我的罪实在太大了。
It cannot take away all my sins.
这不可能遮盖我所有的罪。
But the Bible tells us.
但是圣经说
If we confess our sin,
如果我们认我们的罪
His blood is enough.To cleanse us of all sin.
神是完完全全能够洗去我们所有的罪。
Okay, and every time he look at the cross.
每一次当他看十字架的时候。
Our sins are totally forgiven.
我们的罪完完全全的被赦免。
Or only religion causes one to again and again do it. 只有宗教。
只有宗教。
Ask us to do again and again.
只有宗教要求我们一遍又一遍的这样做。
But in reality, in according to the word of God.
但是在实际里面，在神的话里面。
He did it once and for all.
他一次就成全了这件事情。
Secondly.
第二点。
He doesn't need our help.
他不需要我们的帮助。
Yeah, this is religion.
这是宗教。
Aside from Christ dying for us.
除了基督为我们死以外。
We need to do some more good works so God can what?Can forgive us of our sin.
我们需要做一些好的工作，才能够让神来赦免我们。
This is what religion tells us.
这就是宗教所告诉我们的。
But the Bible tells us.
但是圣经跟我们说。
There is no need for our help.
这里不需要我们任何的工作。
Redemptive work of the cross.
基督救赎的工，十字架救赎的工作。
Only done by Christ alone.
只有靠基督一个人来完成。
Because our righteousness.
因为我们的公义
It's just that dirty rags before God.
只是在神面前是破衣烂衫
Cannot satisfy God's righteous requirement.
根本不能够满足神公义的要求
Only one person satisfies God's righteous requirement.
只有一个人能够满足神公义的要求
Our Lord Jesus Christ.
就是我们主耶稣基督
Thank God for His satisfying provision of the cross.
是感谢神为他十字架完全满足的供应
He did it once and for all.
他一次成全了这事
Number four.
第四点
The saving power of the cross.
十字架拯救的能力。
What is really the purpose of saving us?
这个拯救我们的目的是什么
？Is just for us to be forgiven and we go our own way? No.
是不是就是让我们被赦免，然后我们就过我们的日子
？It says here that He might bring us to God.
他这里说他能够把我们带到神面前。
The purpose of God saving us.
这个神救我们的目的。
That we might come again and again to God.
我们可以一次又一次来到神面前。
Today you know what in the Old Testament.
今天在旧约里面
These are the so-called the veil that separates the holy place and the holy of holies.
那个在至圣所和圣所之间有一个幔子
There's a thick veil.
是一个非常厚的幔子
You know, in our mind, it's only a thin veil that can easily be broken.
在我们脑海里可能是一个非常薄的幔子，可非常容易的把它打开
But according to history,
但是根据历史上讲
This veil is so thick.
这个幔子是这样子的厚
It can separate the holy place and theHoly of Holies.
真的能够把圣所和至圣所来分开。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
On the cross, when He said, "It is finished."
当他在十字架上说成了的时候。
The Bible tells us the veil of the temple is ripped from top to bottom.
那个圣所里的幔子从上到下裂开。
Open up a new and living way.
开了一条又新又活的路。
That through the blood of Christ, we can draw near to God.
借着是主耶稣的血，我们可以来到神面前。
Today we can come boldly before the throne of grace.
我们今天可以。坦然无惧来到至圣所里。
Can have fellowship with the Father.
我们可以跟神之间有交通。
It's because of God's saving grace.
都是因着神拯救的工作。
Brothers and sisters, don't take it for granted.
弟兄姊妹，不要把它当做理所当然的事情。
Don't treat the blood of Christ as something common.
不要把主耶稣的血当做稀松平常。
He needs to die.
他需要死。
His blood needs to be shed.
他需要为我们流血。
That separation from God may be taken away.
那个我们和神之间的隔开能够被。被拆毁。
Today we can come before God so close, so intimate.
我们今天可以来到神面前，可以与神这样子的亲近。
So close.
是这样子的近。
The Gospel of John says.
约翰福音说。
That you might know that I am in the Father, and you are in me, and you in Him.
你可以知道说我在父里面，你在我里面，我也在你里面。
Versus you can this you can never be as close as that anymore.
你不可能比这个更近了。
There is no more distance.
再也没有任何的距离。
I am in the Father, you are in me, and I in Him.
我在父里面，你在我里面，我也在你里面。
Oh, thank God for His wonderful redemption.
感谢神为了他完为了奇妙的救恩。
He did it in our place.
他代替我们做了这件事情。
Lastly,
最后
the triumph of the cross.
十字架的夸胜。
When we talk about the triumph of the cross.
当我们讲到十字架夸胜的时候
the triumph over Satan, death and sin.
他向着死向着罪向着撒旦夸胜
You know, he triumphed over sin.
他向着死向着罪夸胜
Let me read to you Hebrew chapter 9.
我们来读希伯来书第九章
Hebrew chapter 9.
希伯来书第九章
verse 26. For then must he open...Hath suffered since the foundation of the world, but now once in the end of the world hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself.
第二十六节，如果这样，他从创世的就必多次数，但如今在这末世显现一次，把自己献为罪，好除掉献为祭，好除掉罪。
How many sins you have committed?
不管你犯了多少的罪。
Christ died for your sin.
主耶稣为了我们的罪而死。
Your sin before.
你以前犯罪
your sin now,
你现在犯罪
and your sin in the future,
你将来犯罪
as long as you confess your sin,
只要你认你的罪
everything is done,
你这件事情已经做成了
today we don't need to do anything,
今天我们不需要做任何事情
we just need to humble ourselves before the throne,
我们只需要在宝座面前谦卑自己
Lord forgive me,
主啊原谅我
and his sin completely eradicated,
这个信就完全的除掉了
this is his work on the cross,
这就是十字架
triumph over sin,
在向着罪夸胜
triumph over death
向死也夸胜
2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 10 says
提摩太后书第一章第十节
he said he abolished death
他废掉了死亡
bringing life and immortality to light through the gospel
借着那个福音把那个不能朽坏的生命彰显出来
today death is abolished
今天死已经被废掉了
we can stand here and say oh death where is this thing oh great where is the victory
今天我们可以在这里说死啊你毒钩在哪里罪啊你的毒钩在哪里
death cannot touch us anymore
今天死亡已经不能够再触摸我们
yes physically we might die
也许我们今天身体自然的身体会死
but our inward life is forever in eternity
但是我们里面的人和是存到永远的
but this is our eternal hope
这就是我们永远的盼望
that's why we have such a hope in us
这就是为什么在我们里面有这样子的盼望。
You know, when the unbelievers, when they die, it's over.
当不信的人死的时候，就已经这件事就结束了。
They go to eternal perdition.
他就到了永远的灭亡里面。
But to us, the death of Christ.
但是今天
the death of Christ.
因着基督的死。
Take away death.
把灭掉了死亡。
Death can no longer touch us.
今天死亡也不能够再触摸我们。
And his also the death of the cross. His death on the cross.
不过他在十字架上的死
triumph over Satan
也向仇敌夸胜
oh I love this very much in Colossians
在哥罗西书
Colossians chapter 3 verse 18 which we read a while ago
哥罗西书第三章第十八节
yeah chapter 2 verse 18
第二章第十八节
he says here
十五节
verse 15 and having spoiled principalities and powers he made a show of them openly triumphing over them
即将一切执政的掌权的掳来明显给众人看就仗着十字架夸胜
Satan thought that putting the Lord on the cross the Lord would be defeated
撒旦觉得说把主放在十字架上耶稣就被打败了
not knowing that when the Lord was on the cross
他不知道说当主耶稣在十字架上的时候
not only he defeated Satan
他不光是打败了撒旦
but made Satan displayed openly
而且是把他明显的掳来给众人看。
Let me give you a little illustration.
我给你一点图画。
You know, during the Romans, in the Roman Empire.
在罗马帝国的时候。
When a general won the war.
当一个领袖打仗的时候。
When the
打胜仗的时候。
Then the emperor will honor this general.
这个罗马的君王帝王就会来尊重这个给他这个
they will put a crown on his head
就在他的头上放一个冠冕
then on the other hand he will parade through the streets
然后他就会在这个城市里面游行
and people will clapping their hands you know honor him
所有人都会鼓掌来给他荣耀
but aside from that
除此以外,
behind this general, there is a what? The defeated foes.
在这个元帅的后面会有很多的被打败的人,
those kings and you know, generals that are defeated by him,
这些被打败的君王和, 元帅,
will parade together with, the, with this general as a proof that the general has won the victory.
就会跟这个打胜的元帅, 证明他已经打胜了仗,
so Christ won the victory on the cross.
所以基督在十字架上已经得胜了,
he made the enemy as an open display.
他把, 仇敌掳来明显给众人看,
cause everyone to see, the angels to see, he had already won the victory.
是所有人是天使都能够看见说他已经赢了这个胜利.
Today when we are on the Lord's table,
今天当我们在主的饼杯面前,
not only we remember his death, his love for us,
不光我们纪念他的死，纪念他的爱,
we also celebrate his victory on the cross.
我们也纪念他在十字架上的得胜.
Satan not only cannot touch us anymore,
仇敌不能够再触摸我们.
Not only that, the Lord used it as an open display,
撒旦被掳来给明显的给众人看,
so as to us to see that Satan is already defeated, you cannot touch him no more, touch us no more.
所以我们看见说撒旦已经完全的打败，已经不能够再触摸我们.
Are you happy for the cross?
我们是不是非常欢喜十字架?
Oh, we love the cross.
我们爱这个十字架.
It's an instrument that God defeated the enemy.
是借着这个十字架神打败了仇敌.
Lastly,
最后,
through the cross,
借着这个十字架,
he take away the middle wall of partition.
他就把那中间隔断的墙给拆开了.
On the one hand, this middle wall partition that separated us from God,
一方面中间这个墙使我们把我们和神分开,
was taken away that we can come near to God.
这个墙被拆开使我们能来到神面前.
And this middle wall of partition was also taken away,
这个中间隔断的墙也被拆开,
that we as brothers and sisters can have fellowship one with another.
我们弟兄姊妹之间也可以有交通.
You know, in the world today, there are a lot of differences.
今天在这个世上有很多的区别.
Even though there is so-called a United Nation,
虽然有一个联合国,
yet we know United Nations is always fighting.
我们也知道联合国之间总是在打仗.
There is no unity.
那里没有一个合一.
But thank God,
但是感谢神,
God caused this to happen,
神使这件合一发生,
to us who believe on him,
我们这些相信他的人,
he take away all the differences,
他把我们中间所有的区别都拿出来,
the cultural differences,
这个文化的区别,
the language differences,
这个语言的区别,
the racial differences,
这个种族的区别,
all the personal differences is taken away,
这个个人的性格的区别都能够拿出来.
Today when we rose from the dead,
今天当我们从死里复活的时候,
we are a new creation in Christ.
我们在基督里是一个新造的人.
That's what the Bible tells us. There's no Jew, no Greek.
所以圣经上说没有犹太人，没有希利人.
No bond, no free, but Christ is all in all.
没有为奴的，没有自主的, 基督是在一切之内.
We are a new breed.
我们是一个新造的人.
We are a new creation.
我们是一个新造的人.
Outwardly there might be some differences,
在外面我们会有区别,
yet in life we are brothers and sisters.
但是在生命里面我们是弟兄姊妹.
We are one in life.
我们在生命里面是合一的.
We are one in nature.
我们在我们是一个国家.
Because we have one Father.
因为我们有一个天父.
We have one Savior.
我们有一个救主.
We have one life.
我们有一个生命.
Today we thank God, and ever we come to the Lord's table,
今天当我们来到主饼杯面前的时候,
we celebrate of this oneness.
我们在纪念这合一.
In the world today, there is differences.
在世界上有区别.
There is fighting.
有征战.
Yet in the church, there is oneness.
但在教会里面有合一.
So every time we feel there is some differences between us,
当每一次当我们觉得我们之间有分歧的时候,
then we know we are in the flesh.
我们知道说我们在血气里面,
we need to turn to the Spirit.
我们需要回到灵里面.
Because in the Spirit,
因为在灵里面,
the truth says he has already taken out the middle wall of partition.
真理说他已经除掉了中间隔断的墙.
I believe that every one of us knows about this.
我相信每个人都知道这些.
And you might even be a better message than what I give.
也许你会比我讲的更好的信息.
But may the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿主向我们有怜悯.
To the young ones, a deeper understanding of the significance of the cross,
使年轻人能够更加明白十字架的重要,
that we don't take it for granted,
我们不把它当作理所当然的,
the older ones, we had a what? Deeper appreciation.
我们在主里年长的, 我们能够对十字架更加的珍惜.
Yes, this thing might be so basic,
这些是非常基础的事情,
yet we always need to hold on to this,
但是我们却需要永远地抓住这件事情,
because the cross is our salvation.
因为十字架是我们的拯救.
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们一起祷告.
Lord, this morning we thank you for your speaking.
主耶稣,
we thank you for your love for us. Through your death on the cross, you have taken away the middle wall of partition. We and God, and God and us will no longer be separated.
神在我们里面, 我们在神里面,
we are one in him.
我们在他里面合一,
we can even call him Abba Father. Lord, we just will thank you for your redemptive work.
May
we through in our daily living,
借着我们每天的生活
continue to experience the work of the cross in us.
使我们能够经历十字架
Through this you try to take away all this old nature.
使把我们里面的旧人能够除去
And start to live in according to this new nature in us.
使我们在我们里面活出这个新人
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祷告
Amen.